Bitcoin pushes toward 82K as oil slides 6% on Iran. Peace talks. Bitcoin traded around $81,630 in early European hours on May 6, 2026, up 1.35% on the day and roughly 6% over the past week, as oil prices crashed 6% and the US dollar slid to its lowest level since the Middle East war began. CoinDesk reported the move alongside a rally in NASDAQ futures, framing it as a coordinated risk-on response to fresh signs that Washington and Tehran are closing in on a deal to end the conflict. Reuters cited an Axios report that the two governments are negotiating a one-page memo to formalize a ceasefire framework. Bloomberg's macro desk noted the dollar extended earlier losses to its weakest reading since the war started, a textbook tell that traders are unwinding the safe haven bid that built up through April. The macro setup behind the bid. For weeks, the war premium in crude was the dominant macro story. Oil at elevated levels fed inflation expectations, kept the Fed defensive, and pulled liquidity out of long-duration assets, including crypto, a 6% single-session drop in oil rewires that calculus quickly. Lower oil eases the inflation path, a softer dollar loosens global financial conditions, and equity-correlated risk assets get bid. Bitcoin's 1.35% move on the day looks modest in isolation. The 7-day reading of +5.98% is the more relevant number. It shows BTC has been quietly rebuilding through the de-escalation rumors, not just reacting to the headline. Ether at $2,388 is up 0.74% on the day and 2.6% on the week. Solana, often the higher beta proxy in this kind of risk-on rotation, is up 4.86% to $88.68. XRP at 1.44 is up 2.49%. BNB at 643.79 up 2.74%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 51 neutral. That is consistent with a market that has been climbing on improving macro, but has not yet shifted into greed. Sentiment is lagging the price action, which historically leaves room for follow-through if the headline framework actually gets signed. The one-page memo is the unusual detail. Diplomatic peace deals do not normally arrive as one-page memos. The phrasing, sourced via Axios and picked up by Reuters, suggests both sides want a face-saving framework rather than a comprehensive settlement. That is a faster path to a market-relevant outcome, even if the underlying disputes remain unresolved. For traders, the format matters. A short memo can be signed, leaked, and priced in within days. A full negotiated treaty can take months and rarely produces a clean catalyst. The current oil and dollar moves indicate the desk is treating this as a near-term event rather than a multi-quarter process. The crypto-specific read Bitcoin is once again trading like a high-beta macro asset, not like digital gold. During the worst of the war scare, BTC drifted while gold and the dollar caught the safe haven bid. As that bid unwinds, Bitcoin and Ether are recovering alongside NASDAQ futures, not against them. The correlation pattern is closer to 2023's risk-on phases than to the 2022 sovereign risk hedge narrative some commentators expected. That has practical implications for anyone using a crypto card to spend or top up. A weaker dollar plus rising BTC means the same balance buys more goods abroad, but FX markups built into card networks can quietly eat into that benefit. Zero foreign exchange markup cards become more valuable in periods of dollar weakness, since the underlying token strength is not being clipped at the point of sale. Holders running stablecoin spending setups face the inverse trade-off. A softer dollar means stablecoin balances lose purchasing power abroad, even when crypto markets rally. For users on self-custody options, the macro pivot also reduces the immediate pressure to defensively rotate into custodial venues. Risk-on regimes historically see counterparty trust improve and on-chain spending volumes recover. Signals to watch next. Three signals will tell us whether the move has legs. First, whether the memo is actually signed within the week or whether it slips into open-ended negotiations. Second, whether oil holds below the pre-war range or bounces on supply concerns. Third, whether the dollar's slide continues. Since DXY weakness is the cleanest macro tailwind for crypto right now. If all three break the same way, the path back toward Bitcoin's prior highs becomes a base case rather than a stretch scenario. If the memo stalls, expect the war premium to rebuild quickly and the risk-on bid to reverse.